John Osier here with a season-opening fond farewell edition of the Ozone Video Mailbag. And Pete from Jacksonville writes, the regular season is here, finally. I'm worried, though, Zone. No Julius Thomas. No Cedric Marks. The early schedule? It ain't easy. Talk me down, Zone. Talk me down. Down, Pete. Down. And no doubt, with Marks and Thomas out, the Jaguars are without two of maybe their best three or four players. Not ideal. But this team looked better in preseason, and they were without Marks or Thomas. Injuries happen in the NFL. Play through it and play through the early tough schedule. Ideal or not. Now, Phil from Neptune Beach, Florida writes, Ozone, every year I get my hopes up, and every year, nothing. Please tell me, Ozone, why should I get my hopes up this year? What makes this year different?
You gotta be a football hero. You get along with a beautiful girl.
Bortles. Now, Roger from Great Falls, New York writes, the regular season is upon us at last, Zone. You must be ecstatic to have that whole off-season and training camp thing behind you at last. I don't know. Training camp has its good points. Now, Gary from Daytona Beach, Florida writes, a lot of rosy thoughts entering the regular season, Zone. I've been burned before, though, so forget the positives. What's the biggest concern? Well, pass rush. This was a solid defense at times last season, but it needed a lot of big plays in the pass rush. The front line got little push in the preseason. Without Cedric Marks, getting more won't be easy. Chris Clemens, Ryan Davis, Chris Smith, the Leos have to play big. Now, Melanie from Orange Park, Florida writes, I know it's been a week, but I still can't get over the Jaguars trading Josh Scobie. I know you don't care, though. Looks like you finally got your way. Well, look, let's clear this up. Yes, I teased Josh Scobie. Yes, we were rivals. But I was sorry to see him traded. And as far as our long-running feud, well, he had this video of me jogging this summer. I was panting, staggering. Wasn't pretty. As a going-away farewell peace offering, he told me he destroyed said video. So fare thee well, Josh. Fare thee well. Now, Derek from Riverside writes, besides Blake Bortles, give me three key players for the Carolina game. Who has to play well for the Jaguars to play well? Well, Luke Jokel, because you have to pick someone from the offensive line. Telvin Smith, because the defense needs to make game-changing plays against Cam Newton. And Alan Hearns, because he's going to get open, and when he's open, he needs to make big plays. Now, Johnny from Savannah, Georgia writes, missing Scobie yet? Well, I've been around the NFL enough to know players leave, so you don't exactly miss them. But Scobie, well, he was a friend to us at Jaguars.com. And what do you do for a friend, particularly one with whom you've finally and happily buried the hatchet after a long-standing blood feud? Why, you tribute them. So, farewell, my friend. Fare thee well.
59 yards out. A franchise best, a personal best. The snap replacement, the kick up on the way. Scobie's got plenty of distance.
He crushed it.
And he got it from 59 yards away for the win!
I will remember you.
All right, we're here with number 51, Paul Puzlosny. Puz, tell me, do you give up eating any one thing in particular during the season so you stay in shape and keep this beautiful physique? Who is your best friend in the media circle here?
I have very few friends, Josh.
I knew that.
Now, Johnny from Savannah, Georgia writes, that was nice. He's a good guy, that Scobie. Well, he'll be missed. See, even though I won our feud, in the end, each of us was man enough, nay, mature enough, to put that away. To say to ourselves,
this is a struggling man trying to get better at life, one small step at a time.
Scobie!